All right, at this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker, Frankie.
Thanks, Stacy. I'm a recovering addict. My name's Frank. And I'm cleaned by God's grace and God's mercy in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And again, let's give our friend Ruben a hand. He's a great guy. Listen, I remember, I don't really remember, but a little bit. But I remember him getting clean. I didn't remember speaking at my old home group, giving him a key tag. Because, listen, I'm a little tired right now. And I want to thank CMP for never taking a risk on me. I want to thank this region because I got clean in this region. I've had the opportunity to serve here. I want to welcome the newcomer, people that have traveled 3,000 miles away, the traveling mercies back to the West Coast. Ireland, there was somebody I just seen earlier. Is it Ireland?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm aging in recovery. Listen, I'm real grateful to be clean. It's been a nice weekend. You know, I know that this is an honor. This is a privilege. I respect the podium. Listen, I love Narcotics Anonymous. I respect what Narcotics Anonymous has given me. I'm just paying the debt off, right? And what I've experienced since I've been clean is that the disease of addiction don't like me. Listen, I'm not coming out of cockiness right here. I'm not taking advantage of this opportunity to hurt somebody but the disease of addiction. So I understand what it takes to stay here 25 years clean in a row. And I'm just sharing that out of my heart because that's my clean date's 2/25/92. I didn't get clean to come here. I have a war story in Ocean City. I got a war story on the streets. So listen, if you came out of anywhere that your last day you used that, thank God for your clean date. Because it was God that gave you that. So listen, I cherish that more than anything in my life. But I understand one thing, that the disease of addiction don't like what's going on here this weekend. You see, I'm not taking this opportunity to hurt somebody. I've never sent a CD. I'm just a slimy skid row bum. In a matter of a lot of bad choices. And I'll be that person again. I'll be back in the gutter. I'll be back panhandling change. And I know I understand what the ends of the roads are, jails, institutions, and death. But I do understand that the disease of addiction is among us. It's among us here. Right? And I'm very obedient. I'm not disobedient. My big ears are on. I'm not spiritually blind. But the disease of addiction don't like us. And the disease of addiction has started rampage since the moment we opened the doors. From the moment that we stood in line to just be grateful to get your registration. To the moment what it takes to come up here. A lot of people just, listen, I'm just going to kick the disease in the back. A lot of people just want to come right here. There's something about just coming right here for a theatrical performance. Something that you've been stuck in for the last years. Because you were asked to speak. This ain't about speaking. It's about sharing. It's about an honest message. There's a message that raises the dead. But the disease of addiction can raise your defects in here. And ravish you here. It can have this hour or this whole weekend. It's not impressed with your clean time. It's going to hate more than anything tonight when we're all standing up for our clean dates.
That's right.
It is. The disease of addiction has got a rampage on Narcotics Anonymous. I hear it all the time that we're dying, but we are multiplying here. We are multiplying here. I focus on the women here. I focus on the people that, like the topic says, listen, I can flip this topic around. Speaking for itself, recovery. Recovery, when it speaks for myself, is when I don't come out my neck on you. For real. It's the second step in the step working God. When you got a moment, to either you could act crazy or just act mature. Really. My disease ain't impressed with my clean time. My disease is impressed with me being locked up clean. At a bond hearing. Really. I was standing up against the wall in the prayer with a bunch of people, and I said, oh my God, I feel like I'm at the bond hearing. There was a bunch of men standing beside. I said, oh man, I just had that feeling. Like I was at the bond hearing, and I was going to get the reduced bond or no bond. Listen, I know about that clean. I know about being locked up clean, right? Listen, I'm telling my story that being locked up clean with no bond. No bond. In a matter of a moment later, you can leave. We don't know who you are, but whoever you are, you can leave. From no bond. From charges that says you got a problem with your hands. Demands, I got a problem with my hands. Listen, I don't need to just tell you that I'm angry at you. I just, the juvenile delinquent comes out. Listen, I love my friends. Anybody that knows me, right? Listen, I'm a Narcotics Anonymous soldier. When I say I'm in a trench with you, I'm in a trench with you. I got clean. I want to throw a shout out to Dutch and Doreen and Blaze. That these members, listen, they dug a trench in Narcotics Anonymous. Carmen Lita, listen, when I got clean, all we had was cassettes. And they were $3. This is my 25th year in a row at Chesapeake Potomac Region Convention. It's His grace on me. I didn't want to get clean. I didn't come here to get clean. I didn't come here to stay here 25 years in a row, right? I didn't come here to still be front line like they told me. Join the ranks. One enemy, one battle plan. Balls to the wall, MF. We don't use no matter what. I've come turkey detoxed in here. The bottom of basements, in the middle of winter. And like Doreen said, I just held tight because it was going to be all right. I didn't believe that, but I believed her. She spit her teeth out. Listen, I had 90 days clean, right? And Doreen came and did my home group, and I was sitting on the front row. Listen, I was scared. All I know is I didn't want to use on those days. But I didn't know I wanted to stay clean by coming back and just sitting here, right? Just sitting here, holding on, not knowing what was going to be next. But Doreen said something. She said, listen, she just said, listen, it's going to be all right. Little man, you just got to hold on tight. The abscess is still up and down my arms. I hated this place. An active addiction, I didn't want to come here for nothing. I did everything in my will not to get clean. Listen, this disease ain't impressed with you clean. It will take you clean into your bedroom with a noose around your neck. Wow. And your child will come into your next room and find you dead. For real. This disease is no joke. This disease will give you the worst lie, have you come in a meeting and kill your partner. This disease don't care about your kids. Clean. Matter of fact, it's never done with you. This disease will kick you in your back clean. Walk yourself right out in the ocean clean. And test you. This disease has multiple lies. When I talk about insidious, I don't understand the word. This disease grows with you in your recovery. This disease brings itself right here beside you. But the truth is, and listen, I understand the word prayer in here. If your prayer life is against the disease will never come up here with you. It won't come to the meeting with you. The disease, you can listen, I heard Doreen say it, you talk back to the disease. But see, a lot of us are scared of the disease clean. Don't got enough trust in talking back to it. Don't have enough faith in this program. Don't have enough trust in a God that you can talk back to this disease. Listen, I tell the disease things I never have told an individual in life. When I got clean, I understood one thing. If you had hurt me, the way that the disease of addiction hurt me, an act of addiction, I'd have killed you. When I detoxed and cold turkeyed in here, right? And I heard about the disease of addiction. But then I heard that once the drugs were gone, that they were the most obvious symptom of the disease of addiction, I understood something. That there was a silent killer out to get my life. And I brought in the Narcotics Anonymous, man. And I said, I'm going to do everything it takes to stay clean here and die clean here. I don't know about anybody else. I'm dying clean here. And I share that to me because I brought in to our literature the truth. I don't share that out of cockiness. I share that out of confidence. That you can get clean here and die clean here. Doreen showed me that. Blaze showed me that. They believed in me. Dutch believed in me. He said, listen, young man, whatever's going on inside of you, the enthusiasm that you're having in your life, you hold on to that. And I brought in there. I'm more excited about staying clean now than I was ever in the last 25. And I've always had a passion. A passion's a gift from God. Passion's a place that gets found deep, deep, deep down in your soul. It's deep. It's an inside thing that we find. Listen, I know people, passion, I know people and members in my life, my friends, have passion for NA. Not just social media shows that every day because we're friends on that, but it's being in Narcotics Anonymous. The big bad wolf can't get you in the middle. Listen, I heard about the big bad wolf. He scared me. When do you get the wolf call? I'm talking about the wolf call. That's the call. And when he wants to see if you're the baby sheep in the herd. Listen, this disease has always got a test on you. Ask somebody who's been here. And if it wasn't for God putting Doreen in my life, because in 90 days clean, I heard something that I'd never heard in my life. And Doreen said, listen, you never got to use again. I bought into that, man. Because 2 days later, my mom died. Listen, I did not want to come to this place. At all. At all. I heard about Narcotics Anonymous. I just seen somebody walk in the door. I remember being full-blown active addiction. I was smoking. He brought the basic text to me. I was smoking alphabets on a Friday night. All geeked out. He walked in. He said, I got some. I said, what do you got? He gave me the basic text. I said, that's nothing. I hated this place. People that I did the deed with an active addiction just happened to get clean here. Just happened to get clean here and they were here. They were here. There was no detox. Nobody had orange juice for me. Nobody gave me grapefruit juice. When I got clean, there were a bunch of old dope fiends outside of D.C. with boxer glove hands. We're talking about shooting dope in their groins. They were talking about shooting dope in all joints, right? And they were like, yo, MF, man, work the steps or die, MF. Listen, yeah, Frankie, if we want to hear about you, listen, we don't even think that you're going to stay clean. We don't even know why you're here. We don't trust you. We know you from the streets. We know how you are. You're a cold, cold-blooded loser. But there were enough love here to tell me, man, we're betting on you. I stayed clean on spite. Really. I stayed clean because they said I was going to get clean and stay clean. I stayed clean on, I'm going to show you. My first 5 months clean was in the hit house. I stayed with using addicts. And I did more than meetings than 90 and 90. I just kept coming back to meetings, right? I bought into the battle plan, right? I understood the disease was on my back. And I understood about the enemy, but I understood about the battle plan. I understood about the 12 steps were going to take me against the battle plan. I understood that, listen, the dope's out of me now, but I'm crazy. And I don't like myself. Listen, people that stick needles in their arms and smoke crack and walk the streets and don't bathe their children and put their children out in cold blood at nights, take electricity cords and put them in the laundry room just to get warmth and try to raise their children. Listen, I understand that they don't love themselves. And I never loved myself. Being a little boy, I did not love myself. I hated the color of my skin. I didn't know what I was or who I was. My real mom had left me from birth. Listen, everybody that ever told me love me has left me. Love has been swung around all my life. I love you. I love you. I love you. Listen, I know if you love me or not. Listen, I know if you love me or not. It's a very powerful word. But when my mom died, I got the truth in it. Because everybody I ever used wasn't at the grave site that I urinated at, that I used at, right? A full-blown active addiction in the cemetery. Narcotics Anonymous, 92 days clean, man, helped me bury my mom. But they didn't bury the guilt and the shame that I felt of just being me. Listen, I always felt like God had me and misplaced me. Because I didn't know who my real mom was. I always felt like God, the word God and God, me and God had this relationship, the sidewalk God. You crossed this line today, God? Come on. I hated God. I hated God so much. The word God did more than repel me. It put me in a place that I never felt worthy enough, man. Because my mom had gave me up for adoption from birth. It wasn't until I got clean and worked steps in here and kept doing four steps and started understanding why my mother left me. My mom left me. She came from Spain, right? And she came and had an affair here. And she left me because she got pregnant and she couldn't take me back to her country. God had paid the penalty for me from birth. Now, listen, it took many years clean here to understand the love and the grace that God was looking after me. I could have been murdered. God put two great people in my life 53 years ago, man. God paid my ransom note before I even met the drug. God was already looking after me. And God placed two beautiful people in my life that have morals and values. Listen, they didn't use drugs, the over-the-counter drug, alcohol. They were great people, right? From the day I was born, my mom loved me better than she loved her own children. And I got that from my mom, from my grandmother, that I buried here at 5 years clean. In the same hospital room, Washington Hospital Center, that my mom died. You see, the disease was yelling at me. The disease said, it's all your fault, your mom died. I had a mom that was there in every courtroom. My mom was there when I was locked up in Boys Village at 12 years old, crying. My mom was there when I was in Maryland Training School in Baltimore. She was there for every court case. She was there at every little leagues. She was there when I got trophies. She was there when I started putting trophies on my wall. Listen, my mom helped me instill the being a champion when I was a kid. My mom was there when I wanted to be a champion and I was succeeding in my life and I was grasping. Listen, I never wanted stick needles in my arms, sniffing glue out of a brown paper bag right when I was 13 and a half years old. I did not want to ever do that. I hated myself at 13 and a half. I hated God. I hated my mother because she loved me. And I knew that God loved me, but I couldn't prove it yet. I wanted to prove it when I was a kid that God really loved me. See, Triangle Self-Assertion talks about growing out of the self-centeredness and being somewhat reliant in life. My brother was able to do that. You see, my brother was able to break that cycle instantly. I never did. So it went on and on. Last time I put my hands on my brother, I tried to kill him for $10 in his moped. For real. And you know something? At 3 years clean, I got the call. And he said, where are you at? I said, listen, I'm right down the street. He said, listen, I need you to be up at the hospital within at least 3 hours. Your nephew's going to be born. We want you there. Listen, that was 22 years ago. The process of amends to myself, right? Because a lot of us just want to say sorry around here. Sorry's done. I'm done with your sorries, man. I'm done with you. See, the disease of addiction don't want us to come right here to tell the truth on it.
Right.
See, the disease of addiction sends its agents out before you get right here. Because when you get here, you can tell the truth on the disease. You see, the message. God uses people at the bottom of the barrel to carry this message. For real. For real. God uses the bottom of the barrel. But the disease of addiction always will trip you up before you get here. That's his job. The last thing the disease wants to do is you tell the truth that you never got to use again. And tell the truth on you. See, because some of us got the ability to tell the truth on no uncertain terms. Still today, I don't put no cut on what I share in Narcotics Anonymous. I still don't today. Listen, I'm just like this when I'm out there. My recovery's still like this, really. Really. My lack of tolerance. I don't have it some days. I really don't. Does that mean my prayer life's not good? I don't talk to my sponsor? No, it just means like I don't have lack of tolerance for the craziness you want to bring me. Yeah. I'm not excited that you're sharing all over the country. As my dear friend Tony Daddio would say, owe my allegiance to Tony. Because it was old timers that dug the trenches here when we were running 95 up and down and up and down the speaker jams, up and down and up and down and up and down, right? My sponsor and many more other members that listen when it only cost $8 to go from Baltimore and Tolls to New York City. When the Bronx was putting the first Westchester Bronx convention on the map, that's what we were doing. We were doing the drill, as Dutch would say. But Tony Daddio told me things. These were men and women, right there. To listen, we need to give our praise, our allegiance still to these men and women that aren't with us. They were sitting in meetings when all of us were a moment of silence. But you want to come up here and run your mouth. Really? As if this is the flea market. You just want to come up here. See, listen, a lot of us don't want to talk about the disease because we're like, shh, how you dare you say that? Don't talk about that Joker's disease in the meeting. No, you know something? Shh. Spirituality doesn't mean shh. Spirituality means enthusiasm, excitement, because your spirit is back alive. My first convention here was Sharing from the Heart. The second year was We Are a Vision of Hope, right? And my sponsor today was the opening speaker. I'd never heard him before, but I heard his cassette on $3 in the Hit House where I used to use. I went there, and I was on program. I was the vice chair. This cassette for $3 hit the table, and I said, hold on. I used in that house. Now I'm back in this house listening to our message. So, with that, he was able to talk about It Works Heroin Wine, the second step, where your life sometimes can be meaningless. You find yourself just like hopeless clean. And I found myself many times hopeless clean in a dark spot. And I close with this 3 years ago. But I remember what Tony said. He said, you're not going to the grave site with all those CDs and cassettes. I remember when he said it when there was 6,000 in the main hall, when he was our Saturday night main speaker. When I got clean, a lot of people used to say, Chris, Frank, why you hang with them old timers? I said, because I want to get old here. Get what I'm saying? I want to stay here, but I want to get old here. I want to die old in here. Yeah, see, now I'm not trying to put the age or anything like that because we're just aging here. Listen, my friend Artie that died clean this year. I want to die clean in here. Not out there, man. Not out there. Not out there. This is a gift when you've been selected to carry our message here. Because God will rip your speakeritis from you without your permission. And Johnny Long will never make $5 on your CD just because you want to share as my friend Scotty H would say. They're just looking in the mirror in the bathroom. Sharon. 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 You know, my jokers came up to me and see me and they said, oh, I see you here. I can't go anywhere. Well, check this out, Joker. I've been coming here 25, dude, Slater, I didn't wake up yesterday and say, I'm going all night. I've been wanting to come here when I got clean here and started getting better here and when Narcotics Anonymous started raising the dead inside of me here. So listen, you're going to see me here, not out there. Yeah. Look on God's earth, right? So listen, I said to the guy, I said, you're not going to see me in Baltimore streets unless I'm going to a meeting. And I'm clicking in front of the meeting with you guys. No. So you been out there doing this thing. Yeah, you're going to see me here if you come to Narcotics Anonymous. Like Tony said, I'm a Narcotics Anonymous face.
Yeah.
That's it, man. That's it. One thing I do know, as my friend Randy says, my body, mind, and spirit will be gone. But my heart, when I die, Salida, Clifford, and you go back and tell Randy Q Frankie Bone said this. And you tell Randy Q, Frankie Bone said, I bought into that. That my heart will still be in Narcotics Anonymous. So listen, last words I want to say to you, listen, you know something? Whatever's going on in your life today, not no one, anywhere, any place is allowed to hurt you.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I've learned how to rise up from you hurting me. I moved back to my hometown. My haters hated me. They even missed me. They ain't hang around for a little while. They go hate on somebody else. But in closing, this right here, you can smoke after this.
Yeah.
I've carried the message with addicts that been ego, image, and pride. Frank, let me go last. Well, you go last because you know something, I'm staying first row. And they smoked. Nobody's exempt from using. But if you want to use, right, this can be the process, right, of your relapse. That's right. Because you ain't coming up to the podium with an O'Doul's in your hand. That's for some of y'all that think you're still clean. Listen, we need to talk about how people are killing themselves in here, thinking they got clean dates. Really? I know people in here with clean dates that love their clean date. My friend Wilson, congratulations. Brian, congratulations. Because you know why? They love their clean dates. Like I do. Love's an action word. And you know something? I have enough love to go around. I ain't just a one-person lover. I enjoy loving. We were all in the middle today, right? Out there in the middle, right? In the hallway?
Yeah.
And we all just loving each other, man. It's like, look, my friends, Tim and Damaris, come up the elevator. They got swamped as if they were holding the big bag. Yeah. They got swamped. I mean, it's like you would have thought they were just holding. You know, hey, listen, I'm excited about my friends, Frank Gay. You know something? I am excited about my friends. You know why? Because they're not fakes. They're not phones, Peter. They are the real deal. They're the ones that will go 3,000 miles, right, just to sit beside you and tell you I love you. Not for their ego to come up here and talk about some crazy stuff that we all can tell. You might want to go to the psych ward after that workshop. Really? And check this out. Right. You can take your CDs to the psych ward and play it for them and tell them, I just love to share. I love you, my God. It's not me. I do. Thank you.